Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An arrest has been made in one of the fires out in California. I mean, they are huge. Our WRVA reporter Bill Zemfer joins us now with an update on what's happening on the West Coast. Before we were in that commercial break, I was Googling the story so I could get the latest. This is now the biggest fire in the history of California?
You're talking about the Mendocino Complex fire, which is up kind of northwest of Sacramento. Combination of two fires, really, the ranch and river fires, as they were called. But yes, largest wildfire in California history, covering 470 square miles, and it has burned over 300,000 acres.
Wow.
Less than half contained right now at 47%. So this is just one of 18 fires, John, that continues to burn in California. Earlier, the Carr fire was the one that was getting a lot of attention. That is still only 47% contained as it burns near the city of Redding, California. And there, 2,000 structures have been destroyed. Also, the Ferguson fire, which is near Yosemite National Park and has caused the closing of that park, only 68% contained, and over 100,000 acres burned there. The fire that you mentioned, as far as an arrest made, is the Holy Fire, which is down in Southern California near the Cleveland National Forest. That has burned 6,200 acres, but yeah, an arrest has been made there in connection with that one. But it continues to be just a season to forget in California. Or let me correct that, because firefighters now say there is no fire season in California anymore. This is just a given, something they're going to have to deal with on a year-round basis.
Well, let me go back to the arrest in the Holy Fire. Who is this guy that they have charged?
Well, he is a 50-year-old man that has been charged in connection with this. Not a lot of details have come out about it. He is a resident. Now, they do not have any specific information or witnesses who say they saw him starting this fire, but apparently have some pretty good evidence because he has been charged with arson in connection with that.
Well, that's one of my questions here. I used to hear that the fires were natural in California. When I lived out there, you know, it was kind of scary to me. Coming from the East Coast, wow, there are fires burning 10 miles away. And people said, hey, it happens all the time. The lightning strikes and there's there are fires. What caused these big fires at this point?
Well, the car fire, it had been determined, was actually caused by a car, interestingly enough. It was a malfunction during a flat tire that actually sparked that fire.
And
research has shown now, John, that 84% of wildfires are started by humans. You do think in the past there have been some big fires in California that have been started by lightning strikes, but for the most part now, whether it is intentional or accidental, most of these are human-caused, whether it is just a small fire getting out of control, a campfire perhaps getting out of control, or some other controlled burning that just goes wild, because you have a combination of drought that has left the area very dry, and you have hillsides and in some cases entire ridge areas just filled with dry brush waiting to go up like a tinderbox.
Yeah, somebody smoking in the car or throws their butt out.
Correct.
Yeah, that could do it too. Wow, pretty remarkable. Bill Zemfer, our WRVA reporter, appreciate you bringing us up to date on that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.